Keach's Catechism, Questions 27 through 43. Recording by Mark Nenadov. Keach's Catechism by Benjamin Keach. Questions 27 through 43. Question 27. How does Christ execute the office of a prophet? Answer. Christ executes the office of a prophet in revealing to us, by his word and spirit, the will of God for our salvation. Question 28. How does Christ execute the office of a priest? Christ executes the office of a priest in his once offering up of himself, a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and to reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us. Question 29. How does Christ execute the office of a king? Answer. Christ executes the office of a king in subduing us to himself, in ruling and defending us, and in restraining and conquering all his and our enemies. Question 30. Wherein did Christ's humiliation consist? Answer. Christ's humiliation consisted in his being born, and that in a low condition, made under the law, undergoing the miseries of life, the wrath of God, and the cursed death of the cross, in being buried and continuing under the power of death for our time. Question 31. Wherein consists Christ's exaltation? Answer. Christ's exaltation consists in his rising again from the dead on the third day, in ascending up into heaven, in sitting on the right hand of God the Father, in coming to judge the world at the last day. Question 32. How are we made partakers of the redemption purchased by Christ? Answer. We are made partakers of the redemption purchased by Christ by the effectual application of it to us by his Holy Spirit. Question 33. How does the Spirit apply to us the redemption purchased by Christ? Answer. The Spirit applies to us the redemption purchased by Christ by working faith in us, and thereby uniting us to Christ in our effectual calling. Question 34. What is effectual calling? Answer. Effectual calling is the work of God's Spirit whereby, convincing us of our sin and misery, enlightening our minds in the knowledge of Christ, and renewing our wills, he doth persuade and enable us to embrace Jesus Christ freely offered to us in the gospel. Question 35. What benefits do they that are effectually called partake of in this life? Answer. They that are effectually called do in this life partake of justification, adoption, sanctification, and the several benefits which in this life do either accompany or flow from them. Question 36. What is justification? Answer. Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ, imputed to us and received by faith alone. Question 37. What is adoption? Answer. Adoption is an act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. Question 38. What is sanctification? Answer. Sanctification is the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God, and are enabled more and more to die unto sin and live unto righteousness. Question 39. What are the benefits which in this life do accompany or flow from justification, adoption, and sanctification? Answer. The benefits which in this life do accompany or flow from justification, adoption, and sanctification are assurance of God's love, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Spirit, increase of grace, and perseverance therein to the end. Question 40. What benefits do believers receive from Christ at their death? Answer. The souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness, and do immediately pass into glory, and their bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in their graves till the resurrection. Question 41. What benefits do believers receive from Christ at the resurrection? Answer. At the resurrection, believers, being raised up in glory, shall be openly acknowledged and acquitted in the day of judgment, and made perfectly blessed, both in soul and body, in the full enjoyment of God to all eternity. Question 42. But what shall be done to the wicked at their death? Answer. The souls of the wicked shall, at their death, be cast into the torments of hell, and their bodies lie in their graves, till the resurrection and judgment of that great day. Keach's Catechism, questions 27 through 43, recording by Mark Nenadov, www.allthingsexpounded.com.